Mental Health Awareness Week, with a theme of connecting with nature and the environment. Hello, I'm Suzanne, a trainer with Swindon and Gloucestershire Mind. This week is Mental Health Awareness Week, and its theme this year is connecting with nature and the environment. In a recent study, almost 50% of the people asked agreed that being in green spaces was paramount for their mental well-being during this last year. So it's important to continue or even increase our awareness and time in nature and the environment. We've put together some ideas of how to use the five ways to well-being within nature during Mental Health Awareness Week this week. But first, here is a brief history and understanding behind the five ways to well-being, which we use at Swindon and Gloucestershire Mind. The Five Ways to Wellbeing was created by the New Economics Foundation, using state-of-the-art research from across the world to consider how to improve everyone's mental capital and wellbeing through life. So what is wellbeing? It's a combination of a person's physical, mental, emotional and social health linked to their happiness and life satisfaction. We are all individual, therefore our well-being is unique and individual too. The five ways to well-being is about choices to improve our well-being, just as having five a day fruit and veg is good for our physical health. The five ways consist of connect, take notice, keep learning, be active, and give. So let's take a look how we can use these five ways to connect with nature and the environment. The first of the five ways then is connect. Research has shown that feeling close to and valued by other people is a fundamental human need and contributes to us functioning well in the world. We are now beginning to reconnect with people that are important in our lives. Connecting with our pets and connecting with nature is important too. There is growing proof that being out in nature is good for us on many levels. How about taking a walk in the woods or the park and feel connected to nature? Connect with a friend and share a walk in nature. Share and discuss between you what you enjoy about a walk in nature. Is it hearing the birds, the smells of the woodland? Or maybe the peace and quiet. Connect with trees. Notice the different trees and their different shapes. Are there any blossoms from the trees that you notice on your walk? Connect by sharing your ideas about their colours of the blossom and the scents of the blossom that you see. Take notice. Taking notice is about being curious of what's happening around you. Taking notice can broaden your self-awareness. Being aware of how you are enhances your self-understanding. Taking notice is also about savouring the moment. Take notice of the clouds and how different they are from one day to another this week. Are they storm clouds, black and heavy, looking as if they are about to empty with rain? Or are they light, fluffy clouds placed higher in the sky? Which way are they moving? Are they moving eastwards? How fast are the clouds moving? Take notice of the wind. Which way is it blowing? Which direction is the wind coming from? Is it gusty or a gentle breeze? What's its temperature? Is it a warm wind? How about when you notice a butterfly, take time to watch its journey around the garden. Or you could take 5 minutes outside, just to sit or stand somewhere, maybe in your garden or a natural green place that is safe. Take a few deep breaths and just notice what you are aware of in the environment using your senses. What can you smell? Is it fresh air? Is it something more specific? What can you see? Which blossoms and flowers are in bloom? Which birds and insects do you notice? Look far away and notice what nature you see in the distance. Or what is above you? Look at the ground, what can you see? What insects and bugs are about? Maybe ladybirds. What sounds can you hear? What sounds of nature can you hear that are near to you? What sounds of nature can you hear that are further away? What is the ground like under your feet? Maybe take your shoes off, it's appropriate. What does the grass feel like between your toes? Or maybe touch a plant or a stone, the bark of a tree. What is its texture? Is it warm or cold? How does it feel? Maybe spend time in a similar spot at a regular time each day, just to notice what you notice. Keep learning. Learning through life enhances self-esteem and confidence, encourages social interaction, and increases satisfaction levels. Make a point of looking for the moon tonight. Research what you see to understand the moon's phases. Or you could learn to recognise different trees, either by their bark, or learning how to identify different leaf formations. How about planting a cherry tomato from your shopping in a yoghurt pot of soil and watch to learn how seeds grow? Or get creative by bringing some leaves home and do some leaf printing on cards to create your own birthday cards. Many birds are currently nesting. Maybe research which birds are in your area. And depending whereabouts you are, and where you live, this could include water birds, such as swans or herons. How about a trip to Coatwater, Dorcan Pond, Malden Hill, Queen's Park, Lydiard Park, Alney or Weybridge Nature Reserve to watch the water birds in their own environment? Be active. Exercise is essential for slowing down the ageing process of cognitive decline and also promotes well-being. It is also linked with lowering rates of anxiety and depression across all ages. Go for a walk in nature, or go for a walk and notice nature. Even in towns, there are green spaces and trees to see. Maybe go for a brisk walk or explore a new place with a friend. During May, how about a Coach to 5K challenge? There is plenty of information and support on the NHS website. And maybe you could use this as an opportunity to raise some money for Swindon and Gloucestershire Mind at the same time to help you with an incentive to complete the Coach to 5K. Maybe the Coach to 5K is too easy. Then how about 100 miles in May for Swindon and Gloucestershire Mind? Please check out Swindon Gloucestershire Mind's website for more information about fundraising options, including Coach to 5K and 100 miles in May. Give. Acts of kindness can increase our sense of well-being. Participating in social and community life has also attracted attention in well-being research recently. Giving your time, your appreciation to others, this helps you to feel good about yourself. Nature can be a place of neglect where not all people respect leaving a place as they found it. Give back to nature by taking a bag with you and do a litter pick. Collect the rubbish to improve the environment of a green space. Or how about buying some birdseed and feeding the birds? Give to yourself. If working, make sure you are taking regular breaks. How about taking a nature walk each day this week at lunchtime, giving that time to yourself? Not thinking about emails and meetings that will happen in the future, just being in the moment with the environment and noticing anything natural that is occurring around you on your walk. We have some amazing green spaces to visit in Gloucestershire and Wiltshire, including Crickley Hill, Coombe Hill Canal Meadows, Park and Moors Allotments, Stanton Country Park, Seven Fields, and there are many more nature reserves and places to visit at Wiltshire or Gloucestershire Wildlife Trust websites. Spending time in nature is good for our well-being. Forest bathing, or Shinrin Yaku, as the Japanese call it. This is bathing in the full experience of the forest. Check out an introduction to Shinrin Yaku on YouTube, or go to forestryengland.uk/blog/forestbathing to download a free booklet about forest bathing. Enjoy Mental Health Awareness Week and decide how you will use the 5 ways to well-being to increase your time in nature. Thank you for listening to this SG Mind podcast.